Welcome back to another episode of the Side Hustle Entrepreneur. If you're new to the show, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you're returning, always glad to have you guys here. Today, just wanted to briefly hop on and talk about changing kind of your mindset. So I want you guys to look at things a little bit differently. And let me explain what I'm talking about today. So I do talk a lot about personal development and mindset and beliefs in this show, and I do believe that's a core fundamental to achieving anything you want to in life. If you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. I truly believe that. And, you know, if you can kind of get the right parameters of thinking and the way of comprehending and analyzing things, you get to go that much further, that much faster. So with that being said, I think that people need to kind of take a step back. So I see all the time people are asking how. How do you find winning products? How do you, you know, build this email list? How do I grow my following to 10,000 followers on Instagram? How can I, you know, make $10,000 a month? And there's something fundamentally flawed with that. And I think part of that is integrated into our school systems, but I also think that that's just, you know, how society teaches you to think. It's how do I do this? It's not the why behind it. And I think a lot of people miss out on is, you know, how do I find a hot product? It's not, okay, why is this product a good product? Why do people want this? Why is it in such high demand? Why this item, this time of year, you know, why right now? Is it, you know, people talk about, okay, go look on Google Trends, see if it's seasonal, see if it's, you know, just a trend at the moment, like fidget spinners. But start looking at, you know, if you're taking a course, don't just take the steps they're giving you per se and go follow those exactly, because you're not going to be able to replicate what they're doing. There's a reason behind everything that someone who is successful, why they do what they do, right? You've heard the saying, time is money, and that's true across the board, right? So how you utilize your resources, aka time and your money, you know, trying to invest in ads, trying to find the right product, you know, and there's a lot of testing and other things, but start looking at the human psychology and that side of things. You know, what are the biases that humans possess? You know, Ty Lopez talks about, you know, the top 25 biases all the time, and you could go find that on his channel. I'm not going to dive into those today. But what I want you to do is, if you, for instance, are on YouTube and you see an ad, start paying attention to not the ad. Don't just say, oh, like, you know, skip this. I watch every ad, and I don't care what it's for. And the reason being is that if you break down their copyright and their angle and their tone of voice and the images they're showing you or the video they're showing you, you start to understand, okay, these are the building blocks of how they built this and why they built this. And once you can understand not just the how, but the why, and put those two together, you're going to find success that much faster. It's the same thing, for instance, when you go, next time you go in any store, look at the layout. There's a reason for that layout. There's a reason why candy bars and gum are at the checkout and nowhere else in the store, because they're super easy, basically, upsells. You know, it's kind of like in ClickFunnels when you're adding, you know, one-click upsell. Perfect. That's kind of, it's analogous to that, but it's there, it's convenient, it's cheap, you know, and most people are willing to do that, whereas if it was located somewhere else, the probability of that selling is probably significantly diminished. So, you know, start breaking down, all right, ads, like, what are they saying and how are they saying it? But why are they saying it? Why did they choose those words? And I'm not saying get hung up on, you know, don't pull out a thesaurus and figure out, okay, what could I, you know, what's synonymous with this word and why did they use this one over that? I'm not saying to go like super, super nitty gritty, but at the same time, start understanding the basic principles of what they're building on and creating what they're creating, right? Same thing with products. So it's not just, okay, this product's selling well, I'm going to copy that and go sell it. But if you're going to do that, A, figure out, you know, why is this demographic interested in it? What purpose does it serve? And what can you do to improve that product? And why does it improve that product, right? Why? How can you differentiate yourself? And why does that differentiate you? And is that a good differentiation in that niche or whatever you're in? And understand that with you doing that, you're all of a sudden going to start seeing things a little bit differently, right? And overall, your mindset needs to, A, you need to begin with the belief. If you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. But once you can start building on that belief, okay, I think I can do this, you know, okay, like I'm seeing a little bit of progression, you know, and realize that you're going to fail. But I wouldn't even say fail. That's just, you know, the normal word. But if you take something and you're going to learn from it, maybe you lost a little money and you lost your time. Fine. But you learned something in that experience. So go do it again and again and again until you get it right, until it starts working for you. Most people will try something, doesn't work out. Even though they learn something, whether they realize it or not, they'll quit and move on to the next thing. If Amazon private label FBA doesn't work, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to go to Shopify because, you know, oh, it's cheaper up front and X, Y, and Z. But the lessons and the time and everything else too, they just invested in this one route, all of a sudden disappears. And some of it may be transferable to another method of building an e-commerce store and building an e-commerce brand. But I promise you to just stay consistent with something, at least for a while. And so it's, you know, you really are at a point where it's like, okay, this isn't working. But with the correct training, following the right people and, you know, the correct knowledge really, and then developing that skill set from that knowledge, you will succeed in whatever it is that you're pursuing. And that might be, you know, social media marketing. And with that agency, the first 30 people are probably, you know, they might tell you no. But, you know, even if out of those, you know, 30 people, you get 9, you're still at a 30% close rate and you're doing fine. Like, you have to understand that your vision and your dream and what you're setting out to achieve, a lot of people aren't going to see it from your lens. In fact, most people aren't. Your friends and family might not. Your significant other might not, you know, and you need to just be, have that belief set, have that confidence that you are doing the right things. And, you know, until it becomes very apparent that you're not, and I'm not saying that your first product failed or that, you know, your Shopify store sucks or whatever, go try it again. But eventually you'll hit a point where you're like, okay, I can continue or I can quit. And I'm going to vouch for you to continue doing whatever you're doing. But your mindset needs to shift from how to why. Because when you understand the why, that's far more applicable than the how. It's no longer, okay, how do I go and build this email list? It's, okay, so if I create this, this is why people are going to want to opt in and give me their email address. And because you know that why initially, you can continue to build off that for your, you know, email drip and sequential follow-up emails and cater to the same audience with the same message in a way that you're going to create not just a big email list, but also a following, people that are passionate about what you're doing. Because the end result of knowing the why and not just the how, you know, that's huge. And I think that we want to brush over the why because that's usually the most complex part. You know, anyone can show you how to go and build a good Amazon FBA listing or how, in theory, to go run Facebook ads for a chiropractor. But until you can really understand your specific company that you're trying to run ads for or your exact product and why people are going to want it over the other ones and what's going on in your market, you're going to miss a lot of that market share. And I truly believe that's part of the reason that a lot of people are not succeeding is that it's not your targeting your Facebook ads. It's your core fundamental of why am I doing what I'm doing? And why isn't it working if it's not working? And I think the why it's not working is potentially because you don't understand why you're doing it in the first place. So I encourage you to start looking at a lot of things differently. And, you know, next time someone voices an opinion that's different than you, and this recently happened to me, and like, you know, not to talk about politics on this show, we're not going to get into that, but for a long time, it was, I'm right, you're wrong. And now I always want to hear out the opposing side. And this is, I've tried to apply this in every area of my life because we can disagree and agree to disagree, but I want to know why you think the way you think. Why is it, you know, X, Y, and Z? Why do you have this belief? Why do you vote this way? You know, why would you buy this product over that product, right? Why do you drive this car over that car? And it might simply be, you know, oh, my great-grandfather had a Ford, my grandfather had a Ford, my dad had a Ford, so I got one. Like, it could be something as simple as that, you know, or there could be a lot of underlying reasons. But, you know, you could learn that that influence came from their parents, so all of a sudden you start connecting these dots. And if you can start understanding the people that are in your close circle and the kind of your friends of friends, you can also start understanding people online and start reading some of these forums and start, you know, the people that are like, oh, like, how do I do this? Or, oh, my account just got banned. Like, they're like, how do I get it unbanned? Okay, but that's not the point. Why did you get banned in the first place? Why did Facebook flag your account and shut you down in the first place? Clearly, like, most of the time, there's a reason. You violated some of their policies. You did something like that because you didn't take the time and the due diligence to understand the parameters of what you're allowed to work within. So just understand that there's a why for a lot of things, right? You know, if you're ordering inventory for Amazon, you need a substantial amount of units to get going. You can't just order a few to test a product because you're wasting money on both the product you just bought, the ad spend, and all the time on the back end, creating that listing, creating the photos, creating everything else too, because if you do as well as you're hoping to, you're going to be out of stock very quickly. And then you have to wait another, you know, 4 weeks at best with air shipping, which is going to cost you even more money to get those products back in. And in that 4 week lapse, that listing, your bestseller's rank is going to go back up. Your sales velocity is going to be zero. I mean, you're going back down to nothing. And all that time you spent creating this is going to already have that not optimized for those keywords and not showing as a, you know, promising thing for the ranking algorithm on Amazon. So guys, there are rationales behind things, but I just encourage you that instead of just going to YouTube, instead of just, you know, reading books, instead of just, you know, there's so much information today that there's overload and people just look at something. All right, I'm going to mimic this, go try it. And then they fail and they don't understand why they're failing. You know, what did I do wrong? I followed every single step, but you don't understand the premise behind the why someone did exactly what they did and why that worked for them and why it might not work for you are probably, you know, they might be two different things. And it might be a timing thing. It might be a market thing. It might just be, you know, whatever happened in that interim. But if you understand the why, then you are able to go back and fix and identify where you went wrong or where your ad set isn't working. You know, a lot of people will just make a whole bunch of ads, fire them out. Whatever ones are not working, they kill, and they'll scale the other ones. But go back and understand why did those work and why did the other ones fail? And you will be that much further ahead, I promise you. So take the time. Figure out the why, not just the how. And that's all I have for today. But thanks for tuning in. Any questions, send them in to sales@cochranecommerce.com. And I will be trying to do these more consistently. I know I keep saying that, but we're getting there. And, you know, let's take January as a time to ramp up for this year. You know, I mean, people that crushed in 2018, they obviously, we have new goals for 2019, and we're just going to keep stepping them up. But, you know, if you were missing stuff last year, things didn't really come together for you, you dabbled in a few things, pick one thing, stick with it, be consistent, be persistent, and fail, fail, fail until you learn and correct your mistakes, and you will eventually be successful, I promise you. It might take longer than you want. It's always going to take longer than you want. But keep doing it, stick with it. And that's it, guys. Get after it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.